Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself and have them recline at table and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this: if the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. Then Peter said, Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone? And the Lord replied, who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, the master will put the servant in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, my master is delayed in coming, and begins to beat the manservants and the maidservants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will, but did not make preparations, nor act in accord with his will, shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. The Gospel of the Lord.
So we know what God has promised us, and God is always faithful. So we are a people blessed indeed because we know that because we are God's children now, that God's desire for us is to be with him in heaven forever. Heaven is real. God has prepared a place for his children, and he is going to make good on his promise to take us to himself for all eternity. Saint Teresa Benedicta used to say that we will be in love for all eternity. That we would be in God. God is love. And we will be in love for all eternity. This is what is promised us, God's faithful children, to be with him for all eternity. And it is indeed a glorious thing. Heaven is real. We can trust in God's promise. We don't have to ask ourselves, well, is God going to be what he says he's going to be, or he's going to do what he says he's going to do, you know? We can depend on this. This is our pearl of great price, the kingdom of heaven. So much that the gospel says, don't worry about anything here on earth. Sell it all, give alms, and simply prepare to receive all that God has promised. You see, it was never about the land. It was never about the land. Going back to the first reading, Abraham. It was always about heaven. It was always about being with God. The land was a place of testing, a place where we grew in faith. Abraham, the father of faith, shows indeed himself to be faithful to God. He wants to understand his God and enter more truly into that covenant that God has made with him. And so the land, as we see, as we read in the Old Testament, is a place where God's people are proven and tested. Yes, pruned and disciplined so that they could come into his promise, right? So who wants to go to heaven? Okay, right, I know all of us want to go to heaven, right? But raise your hand if you want to go to heaven now. Oh, there's a few. Okay, all right. Good for you. Well, I have to make a confession. I'm not even ready. Herein lies the problem, right? We're not all ready to go to heaven. And this is the theme of the readings today, right? We're not ready to receive God. We're not ready to be in love with God for all eternity, right? Sometimes we struggle, don't we? And that's why, again, this life, this journey, the gifts that God has entrusted to us, all helps us to realize that which is most important, our desire to be with our God and to be in love with our Savior and Redeemer. So how are we going to get ready? You know, is it possible that we could be in heaven and not like it there? Wouldn't that be something? If indeed you can be in heaven and not like it there, then you're probably not going to be in heaven, right? Ouch, you know? So if you don't like spending time with God now, you know, if you don't enjoy his presence now, worshiping him, and praying before him, you're going to have problems with heaven, right? You know, in heaven, our desire to be in God's presence is so incredibly strong. It is our joy. It is our peace. So in heaven, you know, there are no sort of backseaters or end-seaters or folks that are ready to rush out of the church right at the hour, right? Now, I used to tell a little joke about folks that are just sort of one-hour folks. They're going to get the one-hour tour of heaven. The one-hour tour, that's not going to feel good. You know, it's like, okay, your time's up, out of here. No, we want to be with God for all eternity. And today we try our best to learn how to enjoy the presence of God and one another. You know? What if we got to heaven and we didn't like who we saw there? You know? It'd be a terrible thing. You go to heaven and you go, what the hell is he doing here? That's not a good thing to say in heaven. You know?
You're out.
You know, we have to learn how to love each other and desire that everyone be saved and come into the glory of God's unconditional love. We have to desire that all of God's children experiences God's great mercy and love. And that we must learn how to do right now, here on earth. We must learn how to love and to live with each other. Because if you get to heaven and you don't like it there, you're probably not going to be there, right? And this is probably the reference to the punishment or the beatings at the end of the gospel. It's maybe a reference to purgatory. You know, a reference to purgatory. You know, St. Peter thought that maybe because they were the apostles, the 12, that they weren't going to be judged the same way as the rest of God's people. But Jesus makes this point that, hey, you guys know everything. I've been teaching you guys. You've been sitting at my feet. You have the fullness of the knowledge of the kingdom of heaven. So guess what? You should know better. Right? You should know better. And so I'm expecting you to get all A's, to pass this test with flying colors. You know? So the more that we are entrusted with the knowledge of God, the love of God, the more we should be faithful and serve Him well in our brothers and sisters. So everyone has to be true to God, true to Jesus Christ. He calls us into His saving sacrifice. He tells us to pick up our cross and follow Him. You know, we boast about having the fullness of the faith, and therefore we should live it well. We Catholic Christians, we should be the best Christians, the best at witnessing to God, following our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Remember, it is God's heaven, not our own. We don't get our own heaven. That's not how we believe. Our desire is to be in love with our God for all eternity. To love what God loves. And so, brothers and sisters, we ask God to help us, because we must have the heart of Jesus Christ. We must be a kingdom people. We must live our lives waiting, longing for this perfect promise to be realized in us. And so let us worship Him. Let us be true to our God and true to our faith. Let us become a people that are truly faithful, so that we might indeed enter into God's kingdom. and be in love with God for all eternity. We stand now and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us, for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and came for our sake, he suffered death and was buried, and rose again according to the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, giver of life, proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead, the life of the world to come. Amen. With faith in our Lord's promise, we pray for the needs of all.
For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, all bishops, priests, deacons, and lay leaders in the church, for the grace we need to spread the good news of the coming of the Lord, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the leaders of our country and all nations, that they may be open to God's grace and wisdom as they seek ways to ensure the safety of their people, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the families of those killed in the shootings in El Paso, Texas, and in Dayton, Ohio, may they know that God is with them in their pain and grief. Through the prayerful support of people of faith throughout the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all students, teachers, and administrators, as they begin their new school year, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick and the dying, for those who care for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died, for all who will die today, and for our parish, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all in our faith community to have the grace of recognizing where our treasure is, and therefore be ready when the Master will come, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
O God, in whom we trust, you sent your Son as the fulfillment of your promise to the human race. You sent the Spirit to remind us and to remain with us forever, to remind us of his love, and so to remain with us forever. Continue to bless us as we journey to a deeper understanding of your presence with us, and to ultimately arrive at our eternal homeland with you in heaven. We ask this through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you. we wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever, our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You do not fake, you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles. Strength arises. Upon the Lord, strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God.
As we wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord.
Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever, our hope, our strong
sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
Be pleased, O Lord, to accept the offerings of your church for in your mercy you have given them to be offered, and by your power you transform them into the mystery of our salvation. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For out of compassion for the waywardness that is ours, he humbled himself and was born of the Virgin. By the passion of the cross,
He freed us from unending death, and by rising from the dead, he gave us life eternal. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the host and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim.
Holy.
The font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Daniel, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, Saint Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him,
O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Jesus bring us to everlasting life. Body of Christ, the 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 body of Christ, amen. Body of Christ.
Amen.